God's love in and amongst us. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 13. First Corinthians 13:13. Are you getting to realize that something is changing about you? Are you getting to realize that something is happening to your heart? Something is changing. It gets better each and every time. With God's word in our hearts. Amen. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now, abideth faith, hope, charity, which we said is love, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, which is love. I've taken some time to help us appreciate what a blessing this nature is in the life of the believer. We've gotten to see how that there is not one spiritual gift that remains a better option to walking in love. Many of the world's difficulties are going to be solved if we have this attribute in everyone's heart. We will not find the doctor prescribed medications that the patient wouldn't need because he needs to make money. We will not find the politician heap up millions and millions of Ghana cedis, of pounds, of euros, if they had this attribute. We will not find engineers manufacture fake equipment to be used with the very intent of knowing that those equipments are good. We just might not find many people struggle to maintain and have a square meal a day. Will not find death in so many places that are triggered by envy and rage. In fact, the answer to all of the world's problems is in this attribute. The answer to all of the world's problems and issues is in this attribute. We will not have wars rising various nations that will render so many kids homeless. We will not have misunderstandings between colleagues at workplaces. I mean, the world could be 100% safe zone if everyone had this attribute in their heart. You wouldn't cheat your brother and give him what is not due him because you are walking this attribute. So I just want to encourage us that anybody that pursues this, pursues the very nature of God, and they're born of God. Amen. So the greatest of all of these, the greatest of all of these, the greatest of all of these, faith, manifestations of the gifts, prophecies, the moving of mountains, the greatest of these is love. And we're just taking some time to look around the parameters of what this love is. Corinthians number 1, 13th chapter, 5th verse. Many times, pursue this. Are you listening? Pursue this. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Love does not behave itself unseemingly. Love does not behave itself. Somebody should get the amplified version. Love does not behave itself unseemingly. Love is not rude. You know, we're talking about the God kind of love. We're not talking about man's kind of love. It says love is not rude. It's not offensive. Impolite. You know, there are just certain times where you're just bad mannered. You don't know how to talk. The God kind of love is none of these. Is that it is not rude. And oftentimes you find out that the people who are rude are people who probably might have some substance or might look beautiful or might be affiliated to some kind of wealth. But the God kind of love, we said, does not behave itself unseemingly. It is not rude. You act unbecomingly. It's not word. You know, there are certain times where people try to act overly spiritual. Say, hey. Don't step in that place. It's my cloth altar. Hey, don't go there. Right? That's behaving unseemingly. Yeah, that's behaving unseemingly. You are weird in your presentations. Yeah. The Amplified Version uses the word rude, but it's not exactly like rude. It's something that is weird in its presentation, unbecoming. It's out of the whole equation. And even if we could explain it as rude, it will still fit in the same, because to be rude oftentimes will be not to be nice, to be calm, to be, you're not polite. So anybody that you're going to be seeing, and that person is going to be walking in the God kind of love, is going to be someone who understands what it means to be polite. Yes, please, sir. Thank you, sir. You could have a seat, sir. It's not bad mannered. There are certain very ill-mannered behaviors that we have. To walk in this God kind of love is not impolite. So we must really pay close attention that if we are going to be like Jesus, then we ought to be walking in this same attribute that he is. There's certain times we want to make a spectacle of ourselves. We want to draw a certain kind of attention. That's also behaving unseemingly. It's like you want to be different. When I say different, I'm not talking about different in a good way. I'm talking about just different in a way where everybody gets to have that attention on you. No. No. Make sure that you are paying attention to what I'm talking about. Sometimes we can just be rude. Sometimes we can just be rude. You just talk anyhow. Am I the one you're talking to? Am I the one? Oh, get out. No. You will never find God's kind of love in that position. Oh, go away. Oh, get out. Get out. No. Or maybe someone say, please, can you just go and ask your father? Don't come and be telling me, go and ask your father. And you just throw out a very lame statement and you just walk out of the place. Say, please, can you please borrow me? Can you please help me? Can you please explain this? I'll go and ask your mother. You are saying, oh, let's go. And then you just walk out of the place. It's like you don't really care. No. God's kind of love does not throw out very careless statements like this. No. So make sure that your words are full of grace. Are you listening? Every time, your words are full of grace. Your words are full of grace. You don't know why, maybe there's this gentleman that just calls you. Before he has even spoken, you've not even allowed him to speak. Before he even said, Please give me. You have 20 seconds more. You have 20 seconds more. 10 seconds. 5 seconds. People, you don't even have time for things, and we are talking about important things, and you walk out of the place. No, God's kind of love does not put itself in that position, does not behave itself unseemingly. It is not rude in its presentation. Sometimes you must be careful It seeketh not her own. Still in verse 5. It seeketh not her own. In fact, the word way should be inserted in there. So it actually reads, it seeketh not her own way. It defers to others. It doesn't insist on its own way. You know, there are times where we can be insisting on our own way. You have that friend who always wanted to go in their direction. Say, today we are wearing red. Say, no. Today we want to wear green. Let's all wear green as well. And everybody has to wear green because that one person says green has to be worn. No, when you do this, you are not walking in God's kind of love. There's a way you seek your own way in things. If it's not how you want it, then it every other person's own does not really matter. Every other person's own should just die out. Because you didn't get what you wanted. You don't really care about what somebody else is saying. And it always has to be about you. It always has to be about how you want it to be. And many times you must realize that people have different opinions. And you must be able to accept people's opinions. Yeah? You must be able to accept people's opinions. And not force your opinions on other people. No matter how true you think your opinion is, you could just share out your opinion. And if the person wants to agree to it, that's fine. If you don't want to, that's okay. So God's kind of love seeketh not her own way. Say, why is it that he didn't let me lead prayers? Why should they let you lead prayers? I said I was going to do this. They said no. Many times the reasons why people are rebellious is because they seek their own way. They seek their own honor. So you see that they are just there. See, must it be all about pastor? Can't we be our own pastor? Can't we be our own pastor? I think God's grace is also upon our lives. And even we have encountered Jesus in a revelation before. We saw Jesus. Has pastor seen Jesus before? He has not seen Jesus. We have seen Jesus. I tell people that's one very slippery ground. That's one very slippery ground. I was sharing a story with him. Listening to a story, and for example, very typical example, I like to use Bishop Dark because he is the definition of simplicity. He has never seen Jesus before. He always says Jesus, that he's always praying to see Jesus, but he has never seen Jesus before. And one of the times, Prophet Kakrabedin comes to his house to spend out some nights. And Prophet Kakrabedin is sleeping next to his door. And that night when Prophet Kakrabedin sat there, slept in the house, he had a vision of Jesus. So he said, the next night when he told him that, I had slept and I saw Jesus. Jesus came to me. So he was seemingly happy. But he wasn't that happy. He was saying, but I've been praying to see you. Somebody has come to my house and the person has come to see you. Me, I'm still here. I've not seen you. But Prophet Akavredin is directly under Bishop Dark and serves directly under him, irrespective of his visions of whatever he had seen. Now, oftentimes, the funny thing is that people think that some of these manifestations are actually thumbprint rules, that they are supposed to be God of themselves or they are supposed to be Lord of themselves. You must be very careful. You must be very careful. And that's how many just go sunk into jeopardy. Because they are supposed to be directly under. And then they say, no, I can't do it. I know what I'm doing. I can't do it. And oftentimes it's just a lack of sheer love. Because love will not always seek its own way. It will not always seek its own honor. And many ministers would have done well if they stood under and they stayed with and they served under. And they imbibe the vision of Anna. That's how God always does it. That's how God always does it. Many, I'm telling you. Go and look at many bishops under Bishop Dark. They don't look like people who can even build churches. But go and see the churches they are building. It's God's grace upon Bishop Dark. It's working. That's how God does it. But if they left, they would have said, oh, we are all. Go and see all the people that have left. So when we seek our own way, when we seek our own honor, am I not also anointed? Can't I also preach? And people will fall down. You don't know. It is very. Sometimes I sit there and I'm like, hey, it is very difficult when God's grace is not on you to be a leader. I'm telling you, sometimes you just want to just disappear. I'm telling you, when you see decisions that men are taking, and you are responsible for many decisions of people, such that once they make a wrong decision, it jeopardizes their life for good. It's not something you can play with. So love will not seek its own. Not seek its own. Many times you'll do better if you just follow. Many times. Because we saw that many of the people whom God chose are lesser to lead. They are lesser in their number. Many other people are followers of what has already been done. So when you learn to love, you will not hurt your leader. When you learn to love, you will not always seek your own way. In that company, you won't always seek your own way. If it's not about you, then everything else should not happen. No, you can share your opinions. If it's brilliant enough, they will all accept it. It doesn't always have to revolve around you. And everybody has to be talking about you. And everybody has to be laying emphasis on you. And everybody has to be pointing at you. It doesn't always happen that way. So God's kind of love does not seek its own way. Does not seek its own way. If it's not with me, then it's not happening. If it's not about me, it's not happening. Yeah. If it's not on me, the spotlight is not on me, then let it not be on anyone else. Seeks not his own way. Me, my way. It has to be 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 my way. It has to go my way. No. Don't be like that. Are you listening? Me, I'm not someone that pushes things on people. I just tell you. You choose. Yeah, that's what love will do. So it's just this, choose. Choose. Don't always be that person amongst your friends who always wants things to go their way. No. So let's play FIFA. So let's play God of War. If you're not playing God of War, then nobody's playing the game. Actually, let's shut the game back. No, it doesn't always have to be what you choose. Sometimes you have to lay down what you actually want for someone to be happy. Yeah, so you have to lay down what you actually have for someone to be happy. For someone to be excited, for someone to be to be glowing and smiling and giggling. Yeah. Many times, if couples will not seek their own way, they'll be more happier. They'll be more happier. So genuine God's kind of love will not always want things to go their way. Sometimes you need to understand others. Even when you know they are not understanding you, you need to understand others. That's what love will do. That's what love will do. You say, oh, brother, it's okay. It's okay. Let's go by yours. And you join in. And you do the work together. And you're actually passionate as though the thing is yours. You know that some people, when the thing is not theirs, they are not happy about it. They are really concerned about it. It's not my as well. It's not really my concern. It's not my ministry. Who says my? Who do you think is my ministry? Oh, let's not. It's not my ministry. So, Let's forget about it. When God starts to use and do something with money, God is saying, we are not going to have anything to do. No, doesn't work that way. So it will not always seek its own. Sometimes you can just tell in simple, simple things, like watching TV, even in a home. See, that one says, I want telenovela. Another says, I want Batman. Another says, I want cartoon. And this cartoon guy, every day, he always wants people to watch cartoons. He never wants to watch telenovela. Once he's there, cartoon. Yeah. Come and see, fighting with the remote, hiding the remote. Sometimes seeing these little things. It's just selfishness. Plain selfishness. Every time you walk with your friend, you buy food together. And it's always the food you want, you buy together. The day he says, oh, let's buy a different food. Say, no, let's buy this one rather. Let's buy this one rather. Oh, let's buy this one rather. Because this one. No, why don't you just sometimes? Why not? Yeah, just in fact, it should be majority of the times learn to go and understand God's kind of love. Are you listening? Does not seek its own way. Sometimes in leadership, see that the pastor says a little bit like this. Me, there are many things I can watch go not my way. And it will not even affect me. Many things I can watch go not my way. And do not affect me. Oh, you want to like it? Oh, let's do it that way. That's all. I just cut it. I don't have any long explanations to give. That's how you want it. Let's do it like that. That's all. So God's kind of love will not seek its own way. The Lord is helping you to walk this love walk. It defers to others. Does not insist. It's not insistent on whatever it always chooses. And he says it's not easily provoked. This is where I believe this is almost the lifeline test to all that we're explaining. Is this one? Is the lifeline. If you really, really want to test your love walk, start testing it with this scripture by the explanations I'll be giving you. Not easily provoked. Provoked. In fact, the word easily is not even in the original Greek manuscript. Because oftentimes you might say, love not easily provoked. You know, you work at it and you can get me upset, but it's not too easily. But if you look in the original Greek manuscript, you realize that it does not, the word easily does not even appear in the Greek manuscript. So, when the translators were actually making translations of this scripture, they were like, no, this thing is too strong. What do you mean by it's not provoked? That is the kind of love that we're dealing with. So, the translators are saying that, no, Charlie, it's too hard. What do you mean it's not provoked? So, they're saying, no, it's too heavy. Who isn't provoked at some time or another? Tell me. Is not provoked is the right translation. So there is no provocation in love. See, this person, they eat bomb. they born. I see Amma, then I go. I just know they like Amma too. Charlie, this person, they born. I see Amma, then I go. No. God's kind of love is not easily provoked. It means that, you see that, you can do so many things to get at it. It refuses to react in a certain way. So there's that fellow who always annoys you. Just crossing your path and making whatever. Is his love. Let's stick with easily provoked. When I teach easily provoked for a while, they will now come to provoked. Because provoked, everybody has been provoked one way or the other before. So let's all help ourselves with this scripture that it is not easily provoked, but the original manuscript is that it's not, you don't provoke love. Means you can't get it to a point where it's angry and mad. Yeah. Wasn't it the same provocation that caused Moses to be kept from the promised land? He was provoked. Said, touch it, it'll give out water. Hit the rock. So I'm angry with these people. I'm tired up, tired. It's provoked. We see that guy who's always like causing things around. Is that the God kind of love that shed abroad in our hearts is so deep, wide, broad, that it can accommodate. When we're kids, kids, we used to hear our teachers say that when you pick out this condom and you pour water into it, and I never believed it. You know, you can pour so much in there. As in the small thing, you start pouring. The more you pour, there's a kind of strength that it opens up to, and it just takes in the water. So God's kind of love is not provoked. So you do something, I'm provoked. Why should he talk to me like that? So why should Pastor shout on me like this? Then he's thinking, why? Am I not now anointed? Am I not now doing well? Can't you see my disciples? No. When you do that, you are not going anywhere. That's a sign. You are not going anywhere. Yeah, not easily provoked. Maybe you are just talking with your pastor. I say, shut up. So, Pastor, why are you telling me to shut up? Pastor, why? I'm angry. No, shut up means just shut up. Just shut up. That's all. And don't become overly emotional about it. Are you listening? So why did he use me for this example? You're easily provoked. You're provoked. When we went for camp meeting, something interesting happened. There was this man of God who Bishop Dark made us laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh at him. Because there was this singer who came to sing, and he was later on wanting to sing like the guy. And Bishop Dag said, no, you are not, he used something like, you're not doing it like this guy. And the guy is just so energetic and so lovely and so anointed, and the flow is just, and we can't see that on you. And everybody was laughing at the man, the bishop. And he really, I was sitting there, I was saying, yeah. But you see, I saw maturity in the man. I was like, wow. And Bishop made us laugh. Yeah. And afterwards, the man still continued with the duties as though nothing had happened. I was like, wow, God, what a heart. He could have said, why is he in front of all these people? He's disgracing me. I've stopped the ministry. Doesn't he know that I've built some churches too? No. It's not easily provoked. Sometimes, even at home, your mom is telling you, do this. They shout on you in a certain way. Say, don't shout on me. Don't shout on me. Hey, who are you to shout on me? Why are you shouting on me? No, it's not easily provoked. God's kind of love is not easily provoked. You try to provoke it, you don't get it. You don't get it. So, when you start to become touchy, we are going to see that in some subsequent verses. Like any small thing, it gets to you. I said, these are lifelines of how our love work is faring. It thinks no evil. You see, God's kind of love is without suspicion. It thinks no evil. It keeps no wrong of evil. It does not even see evil. It does not store up a memory of anything wrong it has received before. It puts away the hurts, the past. It does not cling to them. God's kind of love. Not easily provoked. Does not think evil. You know, there's certain times where you just think evil. It's like you see someone say, do I see this person? The person is going to be. No, God's kind of love does not see people, and the first thing that comes to them are thoughts and thoughts of evil. And even with things that they have ever received or evils that they have ever received, it has a way of just quickly putting them out. And not being hurt any longer. God's kind of love. There are certain things that people have done to you. Forgive them. Forgive them. Forgive them. Say it's too hard. No, forgive. Forgive, forgive, forgive. God's kind of love. It thinks not evil. Sometimes, have you seen how you say, I forgive him. But he will still pay for what he's done. No, if you're forgiving him, he doesn't have to pay. So I forgive him, but I believe God will still deal with him. God has cursed him. No. I forgive him, oh. I forgive him. But I'm telling you, someone will do it to him. Oh, you haven't forgiven yet. When you forgive, you don't hope negative about people when you forgive. When you forgive, not easily provoked, not thinking evil. Sometimes as little as you go to a place, say, sit here. Say, why? Why do you want me to sit here? Hey, I'm with you. Then small thing, you are already hyper about it. It's like you are hyper. Everything you respond in hyper manners. No, sometimes just keep your calm. Are you listening? Just keep your calm. Wear a smile. Don't be rude. Don't think evil about people. So I told that these are lifelines of testing your love. There are some people who are very touchy. The least, when you touch them small, they get into offense. Some are fretful, resentful, always taking account of the evil done to you. Ask yourself, am I touchy? Does the least thing get to me? Am I touchy? Any small thing gets me hyper and trying to react. Am I fretful? Am I resentful? Do I always take account of the evil done to you? Now, taking account of the evil done to you will not even just only be seeing that, oh, this person has done me evil. God's kind of love does not even see the evil. It's like they are doing evil, but you can't see evil. Yeah, it's like they are doing evil, but you really don't worry about the evil. You can't see it. You're so much in His love that you can't see evil. Say, I've been passing here every day, and I'm the only one who has been greeting him. After today, I'm not going to greet him again. No, you saw evil. God's kind of love will keep greeting and keep greeting and keep greeting and keep greeting till thy kingdom come, and not even know that they never greeted in response. Is that it sees not evil. It's not taking account of evil. Sometimes some people might even want to do something or say something to hurt you in a certain way at your workplace, at where you are. But because you don't see evil, their words don't even hurt you. Many times I don't see evil. Many times I don't see evil. Many, many times I don't see evil. It will actually take me a long time to actually see evil. Yes, many times I don't. Yeah, many times I don't. It takes me a long time. And that's something that I've actually been praying to God to help me with. That I'll be able to see evil. But many times, I don't see it. Like, I don't pay attention to evil. Like, when I look at people, I just see good and good and good and good and good and good. Unless, of course, it's so obvious. Yeah. God's kind of love will always see good in men. This is the divine love gauge, actually. Whether you are fretful, you are touchy. Why did you take my bottle without telling me? You are touchy. You are touchy. You're touchy. Who used my can of Milo? Who took 2 spoons of my Milo? Who in the room? Who took 2 spoons? No, you're touchy. Love has a way of just covering and accommodating. So this is like a love gauge. So it's easy to find out whether or not you're walking in love by looking at your love walk in the light of this particular verse. Whether you're thinking not evil, everything you're suspicious about evil. See, 2 couples come to you. Maybe they're dating, girlfriend, boyfriend. See, Emma, go and come. We have a conversation. Maybe that's the first time you are seeing the guy. Have a conversation. Go and come. Emma, you're back. Sit down. Sit down. Let's talk. The way I see this guy, when I look at the way his leg was shaking, Emma, this guy will give you broken hearts. The guy is a broken. Do you see orange shirt? Do you see white trouser? That's the color broken hearts boys like. So, you need to be very careful. Now, there's a difference between being intuitive and led by God's Spirit in sensing out evil that's ahead of us and being a suspicious person that sees evil in every activity. There is a difference. There is a difference with being led to sense and know evil by God's Spirit. And as for another kind of, they are suspicious about everything concerning evil. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Yeah. They see evil. They see evil. Suspicious about evil. No, don't be like that. What I'm not saying is that you are so deaf to the lead of God's Spirit when it comes to evil. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that heart that's always suspicious. As long as you take account of the evil done to you, you are not walking in love. Somebody said, hey, Ruda, what she did to me in 2009, I will never forgive them. Abba, 2009. You are a very wicked fellow. I've written it in my diary. Dear diary. In 2006, 26 April. Dear diary. 2023, the diary is still there. She even knows the page. She can like walk to it and say, page 29. I will never forgive this fellow. Never forgive this fellow. Somebody said, even when I die, I will never forgive this fellow. Let me tell you something. You have all of those, go and burn them. Say, my mother has done this to me. I will never forgive her for this she has done to me. No. No. If you do that, you cannot advance in your walk with God. You can't advance in your walk with God. You can't do well in your walk with God. So do not be easily provoked. Don't be a touchy person. Anything, something's wrong with us, you are already angry. Anything that happens, you are already angry. Anything somebody says, you are already angry. Something that somebody does, you are already angry. Everything, you have a hyper response. It's like you are waiting to be angry every day. every day. As for you, you're just waiting to respond in a negative manner every day. Listen, sometimes just keep it calm. Just be calm. You don't always need to react in a certain way. So just be calm. Just be calm. Tell your friend, be calm. Just be calm. Be calm. Be calm. Be calm. Just be calm. Just be calm. Just be calm. Be calm. And I can tell you for a fact, I don't keep things in my mind for a long time. Especially something that someone did to me. Yeah. I don't keep things in my mind for a very long time. That's why I keep doing better in my walk with God. Because I will not keep things in my mind for a long time. Oh, this person has done this to me. Oh, this person has said this to me. In fact, oftentimes when I meet people who have even done things to me, I actually forget that they did those things to me. And then maybe when I meet them, I sense this guilt around them. Then I now remember, oh, I think this person is making reference to this thing they did to me. And I tell them, just don't worry. Just don't worry. Just don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. It's fine. Let's not worry about it. I remember a time I got into a torture. And whenever I think about this, I laugh so hard. And I mean, let's say you know at first 5 CDs. And then, you know, sometimes the mates try to be very smart. And then they say, yes, 5 CDs, 50 pesos worth. Ah, I'm like, Jesus, this guy is trying to cheat me. 5 CDs, 50 pesos. So, took the 5 CDs, 50 pesos from me. And I was like, 5 CDs, 50 pesos. The way I looked at, I was even scared for him. I have a very, I have some looks. When I look at you, I don't need to talk. None of you have had that look from me before. It's a very, and I see it on the recipient's face. Can look at you, you repent. It's like one of my aunties that day, they called her to come and advise me on ministry. And she said, she thought she was beloved auntie. I gave her that one, like her whole, the trajectory she was, it changed totally. And she said, you know, you have to. I said, yes. I said it to my mom. I said, yes, you will say the truth. So that day I looked at the mates and he said, hey, bruh. he said, hey, bruh, do you have 50 pesos? I said in my mind, I said, yeah, I'm not. I looked at him in a certain way. He was scared. And he said, oh, and I said in my head, you will say the truth. You are a liar. No, you're a liar. You want to take my 50 pesos. But you see, it's not a good thing. That's not how love will respond. You see, let me tell you one thing. There's a way you can insist on something that is right without doing it the wrong way. Are you listening? You can insist on what is right without doing it the wrong way. You can insist on your 50% change without being rude. Yeah, you can say, please, it's 5 CDs. Give me back my 50%. And they will give it to you. Many times I do that. I just say, please, it's 5 CDs. You should give me back my 50%. And then they give it back to you. 6 CDs. Please, just give me back my 1 CD. Especially when you are very sure and the mate is a thief. Huh? say, please give me back my 1 cedi. And then they'll give it. So there's a way you can insist on something that is right without being, you see, sometimes your emotions will lead you to regret things that you do. Don't listen to your emotions. Are you listening? Don't listen to your emotions. Your emotions they are not good enough. Don't listen to your emotions. Don't listen to how your emotions want to blast and burst. Sometimes even at your workplace, there's somebody that does things you don't like. Don't listen to your emotions. There's a way you can confront the person and speak it out very maturely without having any like shaking feeling or like, Charlie, why did you do this? Why did you do this? I've always told you, you don't address this. No, there's a way you can just go to them and tell them this and this and this and this. And I don't think you should do it this way. And I want you having it to do it this way. And I think we should go about it this way. And it solves the problem. It solves the problem. It solves the problem. It solves the problem. I remember a time something happened and I called the person. I said, come. And I took the person to a room and I said, this and this and this and this. And I don't want it happening this way again. And I think if we do it this way, it's going to help us. And I think you should do it this way. And that was it. And it solved the whole thing. So you must not always just be on the verge and following your emotions. And say, I'm boiling. I'm going to burst. No, there's a way you can just harness that. Are you listening? Learn this. It helps you a lot of the times. It helps you a lot of the times. Don't have relationships that are destroyed because you never walked in love. Or you spoke anyhow. No, there's a way you can go about things. There's a way you can go about things. There's a way you can go about things. Yeah, there's a way you can go about things. It's not every time you have to jump on your emotions and everybody can see that you are angry. No. When you do that, you lose out on relationships. Keep your tone. Keep your voice tone. Learn it. It's not something that you become good at overnight. It's something that you actually learn. Yeah, something that you actually learn. There's some disciples who have done things to me that I should have blasted out. And if you watch how I address the thing, you'll be amazed. I should have literally like busted out on you. Yeah, I should have busted out on you and just explode. But I'm able to just keep it calm. While I'm boiling in there, I'm able to just swallow it in. And I'm thinking, what's the best way to do this? What's the best way to address this? What's the best way to go about this? Will I want to have emotions? What will emotions do in this circumstance? Now, in those split seconds, I'm trying to find out, what's the best way to address something like this? What's the best way to address something like this? It's not every time you just, hey, you done this, da, 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 da. No. And there are times that those things are needed. Yes, I'm not saying those things are not needed. There are certain times where those things are needed, even when it comes to leadership. There are few times, actually, those things are needed. Few times, actually. There's a way you can communicate what you are communicating strongly, without having to burst out into negative emotions. And oh, you've been doing this, and I don't think it's going to help our relationship. And I think we should go about it this way. You know, and let's not deal with it this way instead. Because if we do, it's probably going to ruin what we share together. And because I love you as my brother, and because I know you're my brother, I don't want this to happen. So learn to be a master of your emotions. Learn to have a way of harnessing and hoarding and keeping, controlling and speaking. Doesn't always have to be, look, I get so disappointed about what is going on and I don't even, no, it's not every time. There's a way you can say, I'm not too excited about this and it's really disappointing. And I think we should really have a way of going about it. And you can still communicate the same thing. So love is not easily provoked. We have about 3 minutes more to close. Tomorrow we deal with taking account of evil. Right? So we'll look at that more in-depthly. But if there's anything I'm talking about, is to learn to harness. Learn to do it. Learn to keep it. Learn to have meaningful conversations. Don't burst out every time. And don't resort to bursting out. Bursting out is not always the right way to solve things in relationships. Oftentimes it's not. It's not. Somebody does something to you. You don't like it. Start to think about the best way to go about it. Yeah. There are many things I probably would best out on. But God helps me choose what to do in what situation. I told you about a woman, for some of you, when we finished Zelo conference and I went to work. The next day, a woman comes into my pharmacy. In fact, I was not even there when all of those things was happening. And then she was speaking to someone about something. She was angry with the person. And then I came in. I knew that we had caused the enemy some harm. So he was now bringing all his fury on me. That's how I saw it in a vision. As I looked at her, burst out on me. I don't know anything. I don't even know what's going on. I just entered and she met me with the whole thing. Started insulting me. Started speaking words against me. Said, me, I want to kill her. Me, I don't even know you from any place. Said, you want to kill me. You want to kill me. You die. You die. I said, hey. I was starting to, it was boiling. It was not boiling. I was boiling. I was starting to burn. I said, when I heard it, I was fine when she was using all her things and her words and insults. But when she said, you die, you die. I said, hell. Or I should just refute and speak back and say, those words are going to fall rightly on you. And I'm a prophet. If I say that, she will not live. I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. If I should get angry and I speak those words on her, that woman will not live. Yeah, she will not live. But guess what? I didn't say there. When I left there, I felt like I had the spirit of Jesus. That's how I felt. I didn't say there. I didn't say there. I didn't say there. T-H-E. I never said there. In response to whatever she was, I never said there. In fact, all I just did was I was just looking at her. And then it occurred to me that you just caused some havoc in Zelo conference. That's why now demons are even, they are just meeting you at your door. They are pouring out their fury on you. I said I wasn't going to respond. So there are certain times you can control your emotions. Are you listening? Learn to control your emotions. Don't always burst out.